This is episode 1918 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and hello to you today. How are you doing? I hope you are managing to sleep better at night as you feel more vital. And as you continue along with our theme this week, which is energy and vitality, to help you sleep better at night, you might consider something that we often think of as extraneous, something that we do when we have a little extra free time, but that it's not necessarily essential. And that is giving yourself some free time to explore things that help you to feel relaxed, refreshed, and curious. These often involve hobbies where you are learning something new. At the same time, you find this incredibly engaging and stimulating, and you feel dynamic, but yet it doesn't feel taxing like working on a project for a job feels taxing. You feel as though you actually come away quite energized and refreshed. So what have you maybe been putting on the back burner in your life? And think about how you could bring some of these interests and passions into your life again. It may be something that you enjoy doing with someone else, or it could be something that you like doing solo. Maybe you feel more recharged when you are by yourself. In that case, studies show that you may be more introverted, meaning you get your energy by alone time, whereas other people who are considered to be extroverts get more energy by being around others, people in a group. So think about what type of person you are. You could be a very outgoing person, but your rest and relaxation definitely involves alone time. You could be an introverted person, and you are stimulated by being around other people, but you're really quite introverted. So think about what type of person you are, how you feel you feed your soul. Is it by being by yourself or with others? And then pursue this for yourself. I find that I'm a combination of the two. It depends really on what I'm working on, what I'm doing in my life. Since I spend quite a lot of time at home, since I have a home-based business, I am energized by being around other people, being out there, seeing something new and different. But I used to have the kind of job where I worked with lots of other people. And so I found that I relaxed by being alone, having a little time by myself. I think that we're not really set in stone, although research differs from what I personally think. But think about this for yourself. I think that sometimes, depending on the environment we're in, we adapt in unique ways. I've had the opportunity to live in a lot of different locations around the world. And in some locations, for example, when I lived in Japan, I felt like I needed some downtime in order to recharge. Because there, I lived in Tokyo for most of my time in Japan. I took the crowded train to and from a business where there were several hundred people working on my floor in the division where I was. And it was just hectic. The transportation there, the commute, the work environment, everything was pretty hectic. So I obviously needed downtime, alone time. But when I moved back, of course, to the United States, and now here I am working in a home-based online business. And so I want to be around other people when I recharge. So you could even switch up your lifestyle to feel better about yourself and your energy and vitality. It's good to know what feeds your soul, and then it's good to honor that. So if you feel like, oh no, I read this about myself, I really am recharged with other people, but really you're at a stage in your life where you don't feel recharged by others. You might feel really distracted by other people. Then do what works best for you. Always go with how you feel. So one meditation technique to help you fuel your passion is to focus at your third chakra. Chakras are considered to be locations within your body where you harbor certain emotions and qualities. With your third chakra, your quality of passion for life and zest for life is at your digestive area. This makes sense because this is where you assimilate the food you take in, the fuel, the energy you take in. It's how you assimilate it. And we're learning more and more about our gut biome and how it influences so much about how we think and how we feel physically, emotionally, and mentally. So tap into your third chakra at your stomach. The color is yellow, and not surprising, the element for this chakra is fire, your fire within, and your furnace that assimilates all your food. So think about your abdominal area, your inner fire, and you could even visualize a flame burning softly in your abdominal area, lighting you up, fueling you, helping you to stay energized, but yet in a balanced, calm way. So try focusing on your third chakra, right at your navel, your abdominal area, and feel the organs within you. Notice them. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations that go right along with this week's meditation theme, they are half-hour guided meditations that come with a journal and a slow-down guide with all the different techniques on the guide. These are handy, helpful tools taking you deeper into a theme for the week, into the series. You can find this at the Sip and Om Meditation app. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.